It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Get hit! You see it? I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Amen? All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, big league ball players, the toughest boxers. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hateful to Americans. You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, there's another thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any messages saying that we are holding our position. We're not holding anything. Let the Hun do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Hardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Yeah.
That's how you start a radio show.
That's right.
With General George S. Patton.
Well, we've heard you make that speech to us so many times before the show.
That's how I normally start the show. Rommel! You magnificent bastard, I read your book. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Monday, everybody. It is Monday, June 29er?
No,
Or is it the 30th?
The 30th.
I don't know. I've had myself a weekend. Believe me, I've had a weekend.
Wow.
2008, here's our phone number. Call us, won't you please? 877-365-3636. Or you can AOL instant message the show, Mike O, WJFK. Send us an email at omara@wjfk.com. And go to the website. We were just chatting about our wonderful website.
Yes, we were.
It's going to get better and better and better. Rob, I can't even see you over there. All these microphones in the way. Hi there.
Oh, Mike, how have you been?
How are you?
How's your memory?
Hi, how are you? I'm Wayne LaPierre.
Hi, what do you do for a living?
I'm the head of the NRA.
And what's your name?
Wayne LaPierre.
Good for you.
So very excited. Before we get started, and a lot to cover, all the way from Friday night.
Yes.
And the Buzz Babes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And my arrival at home, which was not greeted with a lot of fun.
Really?
No.
I'm sure it was fine.
The bottom line, do your own dirty work.
Yeah.
I learned that. Nothing you did.
No.
I'll explain later.
Uh-huh.
But before I do this, I really hope to God, in the Washington, D.C. area, I am not alone. What the F is wrong with everybody? It's Monday, and the roads are filled with maniacs. I mean, everybody's going bat S. Everybody's going out of their minds.
I know why.
I swear to God. I know I've got a theory as to why.
Of course, it's vacation.
It's the start of summer vacation.
Uh-huh. It's getaway day.
People are going, you know, on their little holidays like they do in this godforsaken town.
Leaving their cares behind.
Because they're leaving early, as we would if we'd had the option.
You bastards.
We're lingering a little later because that's just the way it goes when you start a new show. Yeah. We're going to get our downtime. Don't you worry about
that. Right. I know they're worried.
I couldn't believe it today. Gentlemen, I swear to God.
What did you see today?
Today, Buzz, it's nothing I can really put a finger on except for two particular women. One woman in a BMW SUV.
A woman in a
who
BMW.
Came off of 66 onto the 123 exit.
All right.
As though she was in, you know, in that Formula One, that Indy car racing
like
over
she
the
was
weekend,
an Andretti
that I didn't get a chance to go to.
Right.
Unfortunately,
oh,
there'll be another time. No, I didn't get a chance. I had my my lovely progeny with me, and I enjoyed every minute with them.
Oh,
I really did.
Damn it!
But this lady comes out, and she almost takes like three cars out.
That's
and
not
so
right.
I get in front of her, and I go, "Slow down!" And she doesn't give me the flip off. Uh-huh. She gives me the brush off.
Mm-hmm.
You know that little like, go ahead. I'm very busy. And I swear to God, all that talking to myself about road rage
right.
and what I wanted to do, How'd it just do? Came flooding back. I stopped right in the middle of 123. Put
wow.
the brakes on.
Yes.
Put the car in park
and
just stared at her. And then she's trying desperately to get out into the middle lane, but the right. cars are flying past her at this point.
You have blocked her, in other words.
Yes, yeah. And because it was everybody's slow the F down. People are going out of their minds today.
Did she learn a lesson from this punishment?
No, of course not.
No.
She flipped me off as she drove by me. As she finally drove by me, because I had to take a right turn, you know, onto Route 50,
mm-hmm.
and that was the end of that.
Will you entertain a question?
Yes, I will.
Was she an out-of-towner?
No.
If you catch my meaning?
No, but she was a young-of-towner. She seemed like...
Was she hot?
I don't think she was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but she,
was she heavy?
No, she was not heavy, and I believe she was too young to be driving a vehicle that expensive.
Well, then there's another facet to
so
this.
It might not have been getaway day.
It's she's got daddy's car.
Yeah, it's daddy's car.
Until daddy takes the BMW away.
But this is specifically for people that live in this area.
Uh-huh.
I really think that it's today. I think it happened today. I was driving all weekend,
mm-hmm.
but today it's just there were more people in the place where I got my sandwich today.
Yeah.
I go to the Subway and the place is absolutely packed. There are people on the roads going everywhere at like 10 o'clock in the morning, which I'm not accustomed to. And they're all this sense of urgency.
The
which
roads
is
are supposed
just,
to be emptier, though, because of fuel prices.
But it's not. Not around here. Not today. Today
not
was.
Here.
You came in driving through Fairfax. Have you seen it like this?
I don't go through Fairfax.
You live here. Please tell me I'm not wrong. Please.
You know what I found out about Fairfax? Wrong. It's a matter of timing. I can stop at that Subway on certain days, and the lot will be packed. There's no place to park. I just have to move on and find lunch elsewhere.
Jesus.
Other days, the lot is completely empty. So it's all about.
Are you talking
timing.
About the Subway over at the Chinese market?
Oh
over
no,
here?
I was talking about the one in the main part.
Oh,
of
you
Fairfax,
go to a different one. That's not
Fairfax.
The. That's
oh,
my
like,
motorcycle. That's
like
my
yours.
Motorcycle go to.
I like your Subway.
The one I go to is next to the World Market, the international foods that they have. And so, I mean, really take your life in your hands because that is it is absolutely stocked with people that are not from this country.
Yes.
And they do not know how to drive. And I swear to God, and I know I might sound like a good old-fashioned bigot. No, I'm not.
Not at all.
I am not. I love my fellow man. But this parking lot.
You're one of the new school of bigots.
You're a people person.
No, this parking lot is very dangerous. You have to be aware.
It's a badly designed parking lot.
It's a badly designed parking lot, and you've got a lot of people there that are either going very fast or very slow.
Well,
so.
As you know, I have to drive four or five blocks to work every day, and today
he
I...
He loves saying that. I bet.
He
why
does.
Don't you bring up the fact that it's easy to do when you've never been hungover, too?
I did have to linger at a traffic signal for a bit, but otherwise it was an uneventful
commute. All right,
see,
you don't deal with what I
now,
do.
Now, what about this other woman who messed you up today?
The other woman was...
Beth Ann?
The other woman was... There's another thing that's a pet peeve of mine on the highways and byways.
Right.
When you play traffic cop,
right.
you can get people into accidents. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
And what I'm talking about is the person that will be driving along and on a major artery, and they will decide, and sometimes it's a two-lane road, so two cars will do this, and they stop, and they let somebody out. Not because, you know, there's a stoplight or a stop sign.
No, just,
they're supposed to
they
keep with the flow of traffic.
Good.
They think they're being good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
No.
You're being a moron. You're being an incredible moron. Today, I received that favor from somebody where they waved me out.
Right.
And it's a two-lane road. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm 123.
Sure.
When I'm sorry, it's not 123.
50?
It's 50. And I pull out there, and sure enough, there's a supermom going 80 miles an hour in the left lane, jams her brakes on, and then just gives me the... Yeah, the hand like they're hold like she's holding a little globe.
Oh my goodness!
And and then I just was irrational, and because I know I shouldn't have pulled out in the first place, but the guy waved me out, and I trusted him, which I shouldn't have done.
Remember this: your courtesy can kill.
That's right. It really drove me nuts today. I was just very curious as to, you know, whether this is me, because it very well could be. I will hold out a possibility that it could be me, but I don't think it's me.
Summer
I think
means
it's everybody.
Fun. And people aren't having fun out there.
It's this area, man.
You're right about the
it's
area.
It's this area. It's the anthill.
That's
it's
not
like
just
we're
you.
All clamoring for the piece of meat. You know what I mean? We're all fighting like the wolves, and it sucks. It's just it's a drag. I get very, very, you know, perturbed. But usually I roll with it, and it seems to have been elevated, and you're probably right because of everybody, you know, out of school and stuff like that. That might have something to do with it.
The
but
high
it
schoolers,
it drove me
Mike.
Nuts. It's a
can't
high
we just
school.
Get along?
Let's go to Jerry. Jerry in Fairfax. Am I out of line here? I mean, yeah. Amen to you. God damn it.
First call of the week.
Yeah, honest to Christ. Who put that on hold?
Someone with an agenda.
With the effing radar on. I don't need cussing like that. I hate that.
I know
but
you
any
do.
In any event, it was the weekend was certainly – it started out better than the Monday was today because we had – an absolutely amazing time on Friday
we
night.
We sure did.
So you're starting.
Where's my card? I need my my promo card for that because I want to thank the good people at Hard Times Cafe right here in Fairfax.
As we recap the
so
weekend,
nice.
You're
yes.
starting it immediately as soon as the show ended. The weekend didn't begin when you got home.
No, not really.
No.
We want to thank the Hard Times Cafe in Fairfax for the hospitality on Friday
yeah, well,
night.
Wait. I'm supposed to. Didn't you give Beth Ann the information?
I did. I don't know where it is.
Beth Ann?
I have it here. Would you like to read
and I'm
this
sorry
one?
To be no. Okay. I want the goddamn card that I'm supposed to be wearing.
Oh,
you know?
Language.
I'm sorry.
You're talking like those people.
No,
drive.
This is like this is Buzz and I are like doing this, you know, Politburo negotiation with a guy, and I would like to, you know, have the information that we're supposed to have. You want to go ahead? I mean, did we? There it is.
Hey.
Here it comes now.
See, I know you said you had it right.
Hey Meredith,
do you remember I had computer problems? I'm trying to print it now.
All right, I do.
Okay.
Let me. All right, so we're supposed to say thanks to the Hard Times Cafe in Fairfax for their hospitality Friday night. Hard Times Cafe with great specials Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the UFC fight July 5th. Hard Times Cafe on Chainbridge Road, across from the courthouse. There
nice
we go,
folks, and thank
there,
you.
There, and they were
guys.
Very nice. They were nice to us, and
thank you, Matt, and the very sexy servers who waited on us on Friday night.
We certainly hope
what was his name?
Larry. road. We certainly hope that down the road we are going to get an opportunity to give you guys a little advance notice of the Buzz Babes coming to an establishment.
When you congregate?
Because, you know, Rob, Mike, Buzz, Beth Ann, all of us,
Joe.
we're just boring. But you bring these ladies
Buzz
into an establishment. Yes, he is, Rob. He's just like all of us.
Yes.
He's very, very dull.
He's saucy if you IM with him.
But surround me with babes, and now
oh,
I'm interesting.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, this is when I knew things were – this is when we concluded you need to bottle all of this. When I looked over and suddenly the Buzz Babe, in a pack, like a minor pack of like five of them,
right.
had gathered and gotten together and decided that they were going to do belly shooters.
Two words, body shots.
Body shots. Mm-hmm. You know, where you take the vodka and you pour it into the navel and then they suck the alcohol out of the navel there.
If I had been there, you could be serving belly beers and 16-ounce ones.
It was so fantastic.
You have to lick the salt off the nape of their neck and take the lemon out of their mouth, too.
Did you do that?
No, I just watched.
I just watched. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Which babes were participating? Do we recall?
If I remember, there was Allie. There was
all of them.
Nick, I think,
and Kaz.
Oh,
and
I like
Kaz.
Nick.
Everybody,
you know, they were. It was just a festive and raucous.
Mm.
And here's the thing: at the bar are all these kind of attorney types that were sitting there, and they're trying not to pay attention to it. They're trying to be like aloof. Remember that when they were all? In fact, everybody in that bar, we had the whole little corner to ourselves. When we walked into the joint, we didn't say that we were coming, so the place was doing fine, but it was kind of your happy hour crowd.
Sure.
And we came in, and it was just pandemonium as soon as we got
was
in there.
Bedlam?
It was a lot of fun. It was bedlam, Rob.
Oh,
it was
my
great.
God. It's just absolute bedlam.
And here's the great thing. If you don't come over and say hello to us, we and the Buzz Babes will come over and bother you.
Exactly.
And that's how it worked.
Let's take a phone call from Mark. Mark, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Mike, I love the show, but can you go easy on...
Thank you. Anybody that's going to say take it easy to me, I don't want to take it easy today.
No, that's the wrong thing to tell Mike.
Second caller, we've gotten both negative callers. God damn it.
Mike, come over and do a belly shot.
I'd like to. I'd like to. Those Fridays are going to kill both Buzz and myself.
Eventually.
They're going to. Couldn't go because the 12-year-old boy next door was caring for the kids.
Yes. It was, but you wouldn't have been imbibing because of your diet, right?
That's true. And you know, that's another one reason. It's not quite as appealing if you can't go and drink. If you have to go and have a club soda, it ain't the same.
No.
It just ain't the same.
Ain't nothing worse than being in a bar and not being able to knock a few back. That's true. Exactly what you're... But thanks to all those people over there and the Buzz Babes. They had a great time. When, you know, not this week, obviously, everybody jettisoning out of this town for the holiday. But when we get back from getaway time, this is going to be, we're going to have an official, you know, it's like you have the pre-openings. We're going to have the official Buzz Babe party.
So last night was what they call a soft opening.
It was not even a soft opening because it was too, you know, Friday night was very...
A beautiful, soft opening.
It was very informal.
It was
casual Friday, Rob, in its purest form. It was quite delightful.
But the grand opening is yet to come?
The grand opening, we'll have to get the uniforms all lined up.
A coming out?
A coming out party.
With Wayne LaPierre.
Man, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
We have a great group of people.
We really did. And they were, you know, the girls seem to be getting along as well as can be expected with a bunch of hot women. We always think the stereotype is... You get a bunch of hot women together, and they're not going to dig each other. But they seem to get along, and you know that's when they start the whole thing with the, you know, with the belly shots. And I mean, just standing by and watching the, you know, oh my God, very exciting, you know.
And more on the way,
right? Absolutely, more on the way. Lots of fun.
Because you can never have enough babes.
Let's go to Greg. Greg in New Mexico. How are you, Greg?
Good, Mr. O'Meara. I was just wondering if you got anything good for your birthday, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer and whatnot.
Thanks for the call.
Did you get anything super cool for your birthday?
You know, I think the biggest gift I got was the surprise party. I think that was the thing that
I really
liked.
But how do you wrap that?
I got a really, Rob gave me a very, very cool video game, which was, you gave
Rainbow
me that
Six,
Rainbow
Las
Six
Vegas,
Vegas
too, I think.
Buzz gave me some really cool stuff as well, and you know, overall it was just nothing.
Which is nice.
You know, I didn't get from any, you know, Carl and I usually get each other the big gift.
Right. Right. Beth Ann got you a magazine.
Yes, she got me a retirement living, and she also got me a cool book by Maria Shriver. She. Why are you don't look at me. No, she's going to come in.
Is it a horror book?
Don't. She was so concerned about me getting this, and I got it, and I like it.
Magnificent.
And there's another book about baseball cards.
Hello, I am Maria Shriver. I have written you a book.
Me hearty.
Read me book,
Let's go to Mike in Stephen City.
Shriver.
Mike, where the hell is Stephen City?
It's 10 miles south of Winchester, where you come up here to see Dick Van Patten at the Boston.
Okay, do you get it on, are you listening on WJFK or on the internet?
I'm listening from the flamethrower from Fairfax.
Oh, cool. All right.
That's the direction our signal goes.
That's exactly where we're
south of Winchester.
This guy's probably calling from like a cow pasture down there. What can we do for you, Mike?
You used to do a bit where you do like Sean Connery. And he would describe like three types of cheese or something like that.
It was Oscar-winning movies and types of cheese.
Right. Patton and Goida.
Goida?
Or, I'm sorry.
Gouda. Mr. Connery.
I'm sorry. I've simply forgotten. Let me see.
It was
Swiss.
No, the movie first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Apocalypse Now.
Yes.
And Pepper Jack.
Nice.
That's the bit right there, Mike. Is that what you were looking for?
You do a movie title, and then
Oscar-winning movie.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Mike, can you hold on a second, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Like a little Pat Buttram thing happening.
I'm not sure about Mike.
I'm quite sure.
I'm not sure. You know. Hey, Mike, did you hear us? We just did it.
No, actually, you cut me off. But
okay,
Mike, would you like to have a try?
Mike?
Mike, are you there?
Right.
Yes, go ahead. You do it. You play the game with us.
Get ready, America, because here it comes.
Incredibly slow friend.
All right, it's a movie.
An Oscar-winning movie.
It doesn't have to be Oscar-winning.
That's how it started.
It started, but it doesn't have to be. Don't make it more difficult. You're making it more difficult.
I'm just
doing the poker
to the
thing.
Loves to do that.
Mike, hide the rhinoceros or whatever the hell you're going to play with.
Yeah, we always play hide the rhinoceros.
You know, always. Whatever
the rules
game
are there
is,
to make the game more fun.
I understand the listener's friend. I mean, don't you think Mike's got a few things going against him anyway, Rob? Don't you think really we ought to give him a little leg up?
Huh? For example, Mike, the horse whisperer.
Hey, oh, it doesn't have to be best picture.
And Brie.
That was a horse whisperer. That wasn't best picture.
I believe it was. Oh, just as long as it was considered by the Academy.
Okay.
Because you didn't want to do like Soul Plane.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay, here we go, America.
Mm-hmm. How about Gone with the Wind and I'll find Limbarger.
Very good. Nice job, Mike.
I applaud that.
You're a good man. I'll put you on hold, give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt.
Hey,
congratulations.
That's nice. The funniest man of Steven City.
Joe Hardinger writes, Mike, does your phone have big buttons? That is the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yes, sirree. So we had a great time Friday night, and at one point,
party.
I'm talking to the manager of the joint, getting a free tab, and I say, Buzz, would you be a dear and get Carla on the line? Just call her and say, I'm going to be a little longer than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you used him as a henchman.
Well, foolishly so.
Oh, I think that was a smart idea.
Well, really
when you're
stupid.
Out with 12 women.
When I'm out with 12 women and I have another guy call and she's watching my children. That is not a good thing
from
to do.
From a previous marriage.
From a previous marriage. Not the best thing to do.
I don't
not
see
the
how
smartest
it could go
thing
wrong.
To do. And it was.
Mike asked me to make the call, and because Mike's my friend, I was happy to comply.
Oh,
and I was a gentleman. I was charming. And I really did try to sell it.
Well, no. I mean, the thing is, you didn't have to sell anything.
I understand.
You were telling the truth. But
I know.
The fact is, I had somebody else call, and I was in the
Can
middle of this.
Can we have a role playing recreation?
No, we can't. But thanks for the request. I really appreciate
it. I just
that.
Was curious if we could have that. No, I didn't know if we had the technology.
Rob, put your hand up for a second, will you, please? Thank you. There
Ow!
It is. Yeah, all right. I don't
Quit
want
it.
You to do that.
We'll leave a scar.
No, it was just kind of a bummer. But then. Uh-huh. After my punishment on Friday night, and it was a verbal punishment. Was it
cold shoulder?
Well, I get home late, and the kids are up late, and they're out on the old, you know, our favorite place, the sun porch.
Right.
And Carla's telling the kids ghost stories. And it's such a beautiful scene because, you know, the girls are getting along
well. Was it the ghost of a relationship?
They're getting along so well with each other. And I sit down, and immediately Catherine crawls into my lap, and I'm sitting there. And everybody's kind of, it's a very peaceful family setting. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, girls, it's kind of late. You know, up to bed now. And so they ran up to bed, and then just.
They're good.
You know, it was quiet, but it was this just steady start of me being a hump.
I must ask you, because I've been on the receiving end of these myself at various points in my life. Mm-hmm. It was this one of those that as you sat there and you listened to it, you knew you deserved it?
Yeah, I've had those. Because really, here in the main thing was that she was watching my kids.
Yeah, I think that's the real only card she had.
Yes.
But it was a pretty good card.
But my judgment, and this is why, you know, in most cases, BYOB Friday is a very good thing.
It is.
It's
a delightful.
It's a win-win.
It's a total win.
That's
you know,
right.
So far, they're continuing to let us do it.
People love
it. It makes Fridays a little special for us.
I love to look forward to
it. We come in and, you know, we have a blast and we, you know, Buzz Babes filter through.
Sure.
And really, everybody just comes
over.
By now. And I'm liking the way the guys start hanging out. It's just, it's become that. And it's a lot of fun. However, BYOB Friday means that we're kind of celebrating from 4 o'clock. On. And so, you know, about 8 o'clock at night, you're not going to use the best judgment sometimes. And
right.
That's exactly
you
what happened
at
to me.
Four.
So I'm very, very concerned about that.
Had you made a peremptory phone call before you got to the location?
Yeah, before we left here,
I did. Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, that would otherwise forget it.
Yeah, it would have been good night nurse.
Steve, Rockville, Maryland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Steve?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm great. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you got the present I sent you, buddy.
Now see when you say buddy like that, you send up the red flare.
Sounds like a setup.
You know, sound like you're setting me up for something. Are you gonna bust my balls? Because that seems to be what's happening today.
Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. Okay. You know what? You know, I'm not having any. Hey, Steve, really? Because one guy's got to be the example, and maybe it's gonna be you.
I'm sorry, Mike.
What's the matter? No holiday plans, brother. What are you feeling bummed about the upcoming 4th? You know, you're not gonna get laid. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm just wanting to bust your balls.
You know what? It's funny, Steve. Here's the thing, Steve. This is what bothers me about it, is that after the first guy who was from this area, right here in D.C., see, this backs up my theory that yeah. you know, people around here right now are going out of their minds. They're angry and they're bitter. Am I right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why are you so angry and bitter? Please. Let's turn this from a simple ball-busting phone call, which you didn't even get out of the starting blocks with, and let's turn it into a positive psychotherapy session for your sorry ass.
Inside the listener's mind.
Why are you angry, first of all? That's the first question. Why are you angry?
Start there.
My job, sir.
Your job sucks. Okay. Are you at your job right now?
Yep.
What do you do? Yeah, I mean, you don't have to say exactly where you work,
what kind of work?
Yeah, what kind of business are you in?
Construction.
Uh-huh. Well, are you on a construction site right now?
I might be.
Okay, so
what do you do on the site? What's your specialty?
Sweat.
I'm just a manager. I look over stuff.
You look over stuff. You don't sound, no offense, but you don't sound sharp enough to be like supervising a large scale operation.
Why would that offend you?
It's definitely not large scale. It's just stonework.
What is it, a house?
Yeah.
How many days since the last on the job accident?
Yesterday. Actually, you know what? Today,
Sunday?
A guy dropped stone on his hand.
Wow. All right. So do you have to go to the hospital?
No, just put ice on it.
How many guys work under you? How many guys are you responsible for, Steven?
I'd say probably 10.
So, I mean, really, construction, it's hot. That has something to do with it. You're outside. It's not great to be working outside
with
all of this.
Bad industry right now, too.
It's very difficult, you know, but he's got a job. I mean, think about the guys that have been laid off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Steve, you were going to bust my balls. What were you going to say?
I got you a jitterbug.
What's a jitterbug?
Oh, the cell phone for old people.
Oh, that's not. Now I feel guilty.
Don't.
Now I feel guilty because the jitterbug is
a harmless prank.
It's just like an age joke.
Yeah,
that's okay.
You
though.
Don't deserve that though. You're not that old.
I know, but that's why it's okay. I can deal with that. That other call about Beth Ann, the guy that snuck
that's
on.
That's no good.
I didn't like that, Steve. I think you know what. I really, really don't think we can be friends.
Well, I love you.
It's unfortunate. Well, Steve, you have a wonderful day. Continue to listen to the show.
Hang
though.
In there.
Sure will.
I'll talk to you later.
And return all that stuff you stole from the site.
And all of this based on a wacky misunderstanding because he heard you say or heard Joe's comment about the Mike who called in about having big buttons on
yes.
his phone.
I know.
And people misunderstood and thought you were talking about our Mike.
Well, here's the deal. A lot
it
of people.
It was a merry mix-up.
A lot of people already out of town. A lot of people, you know, have started their holiday. It's going to be one of those weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know it always is.
That's
it
right.
was that way on the old show. It's going to be that way on this show.
But if we can get through these five shows.
These five shows.
That's right.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell.
Hey, when we come back, we'll have our first buzz, but I also want to talk about once our weekend got good, Carl and I had a fascinating discussion.
Oh, I like those.
We had a who would you do discussion.
Yay.
And the who would you do was directed at me asking Carla.
Wow. Co-workers?
Co-workers and friends.
Oh, nice.
We're part of the criteria.
Let's get started.
You won't believe what she said.
I can't wait.
I certainly did. I didn't believe it either. Also on the program today, the no-nonsense man.
Yeah. Joe Artinger.
He's the no-nonsense man. I'm talking, of course, about Ben the janitor. No.
Mark
Rudolph is the gentleman's name. He's been on Fox with Neil Cavuto and Bill O'Reilly and... he's got some interesting things to say about PMS.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to him about that.
It's Monday.
You'll love him, Rob. He's kind of a woman hater.
Oh, well, there'll be something to talk about.
We'll have fun, and we'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.